Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, here I begin. Oh, boy. I have watched the news real closely, and I checked some sources I got. A couple of some interesting things. I've noticed how the week sidestepped the fires in Maui. So, you know, and yet they ended this thing. This is about Dr. Seuss scaring little kids. What a scary story. Oh, robots everywhere and all that stuff, basically, is what it's about. And I made a note at the top of this page about what happened in terms of the fires. Now, they're right about some of it and wrong about a bunch of the rest of it. The main thing we're looking at, we got perversion as a title. And basically what you got is what is and should never be, what needs done by we the people. We need an identifiable target. And yes, there are those who know who did it. I'll have that information shortly. Following this, we, that's a royal we with all marked out in red, go pick the bad guys up and put them in jail. That's, you know, and I'm talking about DOJ. I'm talking about everybody that is involved in any form of this stuff that is not kosher, legal, and smells bad to go along with it all. They covered the fires on page 5 in this magazine. This is the week, August 25th, 2023. And the funny part about it is they don't mention what it is that it takes to do what was done in the way of damage of the type that they've got, let alone the flash fires. Now, in some, and I mean some, very rare cases, you can see some of it on news reports where a power line comes down, it sparks, and the grass just explodes almost. Well, there is some of that. However, the basic cause of this is that disruptors were used on the islands. Now, that's outside of and above military pay grade. Whether anybody likes it or not, we're stuck with it. The main problem I see is that we've got a serious problem. This is the first time these people have come out in the open and shown themselves by an action taken, okay? These are the people that tell the deep state what to do. Bear that in mind. Do not play games with that. Just, you know, it's a thing where fire gets put out by water kind of deal. And the problem that they've got is they're ignoring this. Then I'll ask the question, why in the hell didn't the friggin' emergency warning sirens go off? Why? Well, it's very simple. Somebody knew this was coming and turned them off. Think about that very carefully. No, they wait until after the fact and, you know, flip it in there. But anyway, climate change is not the evil doer here. It is a military level contingent of weaponry that nobody's got but military. Just as simple. I mean, you don't have any choice as to what it is. That's just how it is. Whether you like it or not, believe me or not, that's of no consequence. The reason they haven't done anything with Hunter Biden is controversy of the week. This is it's an area that they put three things in that area. And Hunter Biden, will a broader probe damage his father? And the answer is yes. It already is beginning to show up in the way of different documents and things of that nature. So these people are done, believe it or not. Now, contrary to popular belief, the military has gotten involved. Think about that very carefully. and then you got this shutdown of the government on October 1st. Ooh, Charles Schumer and McCarthy are going, oh no, we can't do that. Yeah, well, some House Republicans have vowed to block additional funding for Ukraine as well. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going. Newspaper raid. Now, this is something that everybody should think about. News organizations across the U.S. expressed outrage this week after police raided the offices of a small town newspaper, the Marion County Record, seizing computers, servers, and the cell phones of reporters and editors. All highly illegal. And I'd like to see copies of the warrant published. I don't think the Week's got the guts to publish it, but let's go for it. Let's see if they did have a right to take what they took. Okay? And go from there. Now, everybody's heard by now the great heist, smash and grab. About 50 masked criminals formed a Los Angeles shopping mall last week and stole nearly $300,000 worth of luxury handbags and clothing from a Nordstrom department store. Guess what? Nordstrom's thinking about closing down and not having any representation in L.A. at all because of these cute little boogers. They ain't got nothing but a package of pimples and a grin on their face. Yeah, well, guess what? They're going to be brought to justice, believe it or not. Serious problems that are happening, course denied. And this Little Rock, Arkansas, Arkansas Department of Education probably removed course credit for a new advanced placement African-American studies program this week, saying the course may violate a state law prohibiting teaching topics that would indoctrinate students with ideologies such as critical race theory. And there's a whole bunch more to that. Donald Trump lost a string of attacks on the judge presiding over his 2020 election conspiracy trial this week. Why? Because it doesn't exist. Ooh, Shitkin, yeah, you might want to, just get rid of the whole thing. unless you want to get zapped, and I mean blindsided. And that is a probability. They got, in Mississippi, they got six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers plead guilty this week to state charges stemming from their torture, oh, good Lord, man, of two black men in January. Man, well, I tell you what, when you get into the system to the right depth, you're going to be exposed to that whatever you did to those people. You think about that very carefully. Let's see, where is that? Let's see, that's one there. I'm looking for a news item that they said was in. I'm sure is in here somewhere. It I wish I could find things a lot quicker than I do. Well, let's start with this one, though. You'll love it. Russia's been complaining about the sanctions and whatnot. Well, guess what? Moscow, currency collapse. This is the world at a glance. That's the title of the section there this is in. and the ruble, Russian ruble, plunged in value this week to less than a penny. Lowest level since the currency collapsed early in the war. You think about that. They got limited capital flow and a bunch of other things, and China can't help them. Why? China is going in the toilet, too. Ooh-wee. Can you think about the fun and games and problems that would cause? Oh, boy. Big Brother's got overdraft problems. Oh, boy. Now, I got something to say about Vivek Ramaswamy, and that is that he took money from George Soros, which to me disqualifies him. So, none of your stuff's going anywhere, Vivek. Just that simple. If there's anything I can do about it, I'll get you off the ballot. Oh, boy. What would you do if the two main drivers, these are the European drivers, pulled out? What would you do? What could you do? France, the rise of Fox News style, far-right media. Well, I don't know if it's that bad in terms of Fox News style, but I will say that the style may have been given extra credit where it shouldn't have been. Weakening democracy. Dangerous mother humpers. Oh, yeah. Ecuador is the nation becoming a lawless narco state. Of course it is. Zombie appliances keep us poor. Africa's becoming a dumping ground for the West junk, and that's what it is, too. seeing a threat from a plastic doll, Lebanon. The banning of the Barbie movie shows how far Lebanon has fallen from his days as the oasis of tolerance in the Arab world. Getting deep, is it? Oh, what fun. There's not really a whole lot of stuff in here that's really great. Now, not even the jokes are all that good. I wish they were, but they're not. Oh, boy. Robotaxis. Dangerous, I wrote on there. And then you got the Tamarins clamber back. They live in smaller forest fragments than we need, connecting forests to our biggest long-term challenge. Cool. The fourth turning is here. What the seasons of history tell us about how and when this crisis will end. Now, there's going to be a crisis. It's going to be a nasty one. And it ain't going to be cool to be involved in it unless you're bulletproof. And that's how serious it is. The problems that are coming up are not something that can be answered with a very simple statement of, those are the bad guys or whatever. Oh, boy. I'm still looking through here. Oh, boy. I just don't believe some of the stuff they put in here and call it news. The problem we've got is more insidious than anybody's willing to admit. And by that I mean Sam Bankman-Fried goes to jail because they revoked his bail because he's screwing with the witnesses. And Bankman-Fried is going to jail now for such incredibly silly things as fitting for an unbelievably absurd saga. Oh, yeah. Target sales fall after Pride controversy. Well, Target has same-store sales dropped 5.4%. Pedestrian foot traffic fell 4.8%. The slowdown followed a homophobic campaign that went viral on social media over Target's annual Pride Month clothing collection, which inspired violence and violent threats against Target employees. Yeah, well, the problem is that frustrated supporters of gay and transgender rights couldn't stand it, so they started saying, we're going to cut your wanger off and all this. Whoopee-doo. UBS pays to settle last 2008 crisis charges. $1.44 billion. Ooh. How's your lunch money doing? Mine ain't near anything like that. Now we got China, page 34, all the way in the back. A slowdown says tremors worldwide. Think about it. World's economic engine is sputtering. Ooh. China's economic growth has been slowing, and the troubles keep mounting. Exports fell by more than 14%, and that's heavy. I don't care who you are. Country Garden, one of the nation's biggest property developers, missed two bond interest payments. Ooh. Consumer prices decline. China's export boom is long over. Its property slump is not, and therefore deflation beckons. China's central bank cut interest rates, trying to help. I mean, you know, they're desperate. Well, think about that. That's you've got the two main drivers, other than us, of the world economy getting ready to be flushed. A summer ruled by women. Women own this summer's hot entertainment economy. I don't have a problem with that. Wall Street's most hated boss. Most talked about story on Wall Street these days is how badly Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon is disliked. Oh, somebody really to hate. Now here's something along the line of talent, the guitarist who wrote the band's classic hits. That's Robbie Robertson. Now, 1952 to 2023. The things he wrote were the following. I'm off the night they drove old Dixie down. You've heard that. The Weight. You've heard that too. Up on Cripple Creek. You've heard that one. I mean, this man blew everybody out of the water. Just that simple. And the deal was that he did it in a very classical fashion. That's what gets everybody. You can't do that when you do a classical. He did it, and it worked. And those are still being listened to like crazy. Well, here's you got ...1969's The Van. It was another classic, and it exploded because these people couldn't get along for 10 cents worth of prosperity. What does it take? Closed by a wall of fire, and they got two full pages in this magazine. It says, chased by a wall of fire. One of the deadliest wildfires in history in Gulf of Maui's Lahaina with almost no warning. Oh. Prisoners who survived barely escaped the inferno. They had to run and jump in the ocean. Now, think about that. There wasn't the early warning system didn't go off. What do you do with that? Well, find out who's in charge of that. And believe me, it ain't locals that told somebody don't touch the on button. Guarantee you, think about it. These are the people that tell the deep state what to do. And it just kept going further and further and further. And some of these people were caught, and their bodies have been removed. They were caught out in the open and burned to death before they could outrun the fire. That's how fast it was moving, 30, 40 mile an hour. You can't match that on foot. It just won't happen. Maybe with a motorcycle or something, maybe. But the problem is that this is a combination fire. You have non-native grasses that explode almost when they come in contact with fire, and you got power lines falling in the middle of it. Okay, these things almost explode, and they showed one that hit the ground. And a big old section. No, I'm talking about something the size of an average front yard. Whomp, gone. There's not much you can do for that. You can't outrun it, and you can't get away from it. You know, you're screwed. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Could hear the sound of propane tanks exploding up and down the street, one after another. When I looked back, all I saw was black smoke. It was then that I knew, if we come back, we're coming back to nothing. And that's exactly it. You get skeletal remains of things, and there isn't anything else left. It's all gone. Now, they've got forest fires that have that kind of nasty result, but they take a while. These didn't take a while. These did this whole thing in the matter of hours, at the most hours, and that was only in the real thick brush where there wasn't so much of that explosive grass growing around. So you have to be aware as to what's happening. Now, I'm getting ready to do some things, and I'm going to put notifications out when it's time for these things to take place. When I'm ready to do them, when I'm ready to, and it should be this week, there shouldn't be any question. So, be ready. Know that everything's getting ready to come unglued. Oh, by the way, and I've heard rumors. Not only is the U.S. military involved, there's a heap of them involved. They don't like this horse manure, crapola stuff any more than anybody else. So, it ain't gonna get better before it gets worse. Let's see here. This is a very short show today, and I hope everybody enjoys it. I hope they got something out of it, and I hope that there is enough going on to convince you people and everybody out there that can hear this. Very simple. situation is critical. We have to either stand up now or bow down and say, yes, massa, and kiss them where the sun don't shine. Anybody want to do that? Huh? Come on, think about it. I'm I could almost put money on the fact that the black neighborhoods ain't going for that crap. I know an extreme load of white people that feel the same way. And I looked at that mugshot that Fox News was putting up all over the place yesterday, and it shows just exactly how angry a certain yellow man, golden boy is. Yeah, well, just wait until they run up against several million of us who are better armed and better experienced than they're, and we're going to, hey, we're in charge. You don't like it? You're in trouble. So everybody get out there and get ready. You guys talk among yourselves, veterans and people of that nature. Pick something that you can look at that would give you a leg up in terms of an extraction team. Think about that. I would like to have either a person that led a squad or a person who was assistant leader with a squad for extractions. Think about it and make this go terribly public. I mean, we need to get this out, okay? Guess what? Go out there and get her done.